Ons vir jou, wat nou? Where the manna will discuss and cover all relevant topics and questions you might have on areas such as paspoorte, international rules and retirement, as well as internationale gesprekke with SAFA besigheidseienaars and restaurante abroad. Welcome to Season 3, Bits and Bobs.
Hi and welcome back to a new episode of Ons vir jou in our current season Bits and Bobs. And today I'm talking to Marco Legrand, who is actually a returning guest from season one, but also the co-owner of a travel company, Shop Shop Travel. Marco, welcome back to the show and thanks for joining today. How are you doing?
Thanks, Corey. Good to be back. I'm doing well. It's almost holiday time for me, so I'm already in the holiday spirit with traveling to South Africa in 3 days. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, I must say with our current weather, that's something that will make everyone jealous. And also talking about a travel company today, nice to hear that you're also planning your own travels. I think today, obviously, we're going to discuss Shop Shop Travel. Very interesting topic in terms of hearing more about the company, but also to give other people a bit of insights into having a company abroad. What are some of the challenges and some tips maybe that you've encountered along the way? But before we get into the discussion, as always, we have our SAFA index where we compare a few prices of different items or consumer goods across the globe.
Welcome to the SAFA index.
Today, since we are discussing travel and travel-related topics, I thought let's have a look into something also related to travel, which is a car. And I've looked into the price for the Toyota RAV4, price for end of last year. So if we look at the South Africa price, that's around 670,000 rand. Then... a bit surprising, the most expensive price in the countries that we compare was actually the Netherlands, and that's 850,000 for the same car. Obviously, they like to add some taxes in this country, so I guess that's what's ramping up the price. The cheapest one was in Canada, 440,000, and then the other countries we always look into, the UAE, 570,000, New Zealand, 530,000. Australia, which is normally one of the more expensive countries for everything, was now 472,000. And the UK, also quite expensive at 790,000. So, styf, van my prices, jy kan nie dink jy betaal amper 'n miljoen rand vir 'n kar deesdae nie. But, but that is what it is. That's it for the SAFA index. Then getting into the conversation. So, Shop Shop Travel. Marco, can you give us a bit of a lay of the land in terms of what Shop Shop is, what you do, what makes you unique in the travel industry, and just a bit of additional background on the company?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Corey. So basically, Shop Shop Travel is, in essence, a travel agency. The history of Shop Shop Travel goes about 13 or 14 years ago when one of our good friends, Yapi, started the company. He actually worked as a tour guide for four different travel agencies in Africa, in East Africa and the southern parts of Africa. He then decided to open his own company. After 13 years, his priorities shifted a bit and his direction in life wanted to go a different route. And also with COVID happening, he decided to stop with Shop Shop Travel. And me and my brother, knowing him very well and knowing all the hard work he put into Shop Shop Travel and building the business, decided that we would like to take the business over. So what we did together with you, actually, we rebranded the whole company. We built a new website. We relaunched different tours that wasn't necessarily part of the package. So what we in essence do is we have local operators in East Africa and the southern parts of Africa, and we sell tours to different people all around the world. Our customer base vary quite significantly. We have people that book through us from Australia, from the US, from Canada, a lot of Europeans, obviously.
Yeah.
And also even South Africans sometimes. So that is quite interesting. We mainly focus on tours in Eastern Africa. So your typical very high tourist areas, Tanzania, Kenya, the Masai Mara, Serengeti, Zanzibar as well. And then also Southern Africa, where we focus on South Africa, of course, Namibia, Botswana, Vic Falls, Zimbabwe, all the way up to Malawi. We have tours, for instance, that run from Nairobi in Kenya to Cape Town, which is our 40-day group tour. We then specialize in actually group tours. We felt that we are not going into the luxury tour sector. Because of the fact that we are from South Africa and we are from Africa, we know that the best way to experience Africa is the normal way, not necessarily sitting in a fancy lodge somewhere where you do not see any local people. We believe that if you want to experience Africa and South Africa in its truest form, you have to be on the ground, potentially sleep in tents some nights. And we do it, we sell in group tours, which basically means that you travel in a group of between 12 and 20 people in an overland vehicle, where you then overnight in basic accommodation, lodges, or then you can also choose for camping options. And then what is also unique about these tours is that you work as a group together when there is no meals included at the accommodation. You then work together as a group. There's also a chef traveling with you. So you all put your hands together and make a dinner between each other, and that creates a great vibe in the group and makes for a lot of fun. It's also great for people who are single travelers, because it could be quite daunting sometimes if you think about Africa and that you need to travel there. There's not a lot of you can go on the internet and look for things and you might find all the pretty things, but Africa is tough. We all know that. And that's great for single travelers. If you want to get into a group, you meet great people with all the same mindset as yourself. So it's really great for everyone.
Yeah. No, I think that's and I think also I know what the company does a bit, but I think what also makes it nice is that even though you have these package tours, it also you provide, and correct me if I'm wrong, also the possibility to customize these things to your own need or liking, or at least you take. Let's say I know what I want to do, but it's a lot of hassle. I can tell you what I want to do, and Shop then goes and set it up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we, like you said, we have standard tours, and that's what also makes us unique to a certain extent. I would say is because we have that local knowledge as well. We are also able to custom build tours around our basic itineraries. We also host group tours that we designed ourselves. Yeah. We also accompany guests on. For instance, in 2021, we hosted our first fitness retreat or CrossFit tour to South Africa, which was a great success. We're actually planning the second one now. Last year, my brother went with a whole group and they summited Kilimanjaro, which was also great. We're planning a tour from Swakopmund, Namibia, all the way through Botswana and Vic Falls and back to Johannesburg in November. We collaborated with a Dutch influencer who is going to take on that challenge to take on that tour. So there's a lot of exciting stuff, and we also get energized by these type of tours because we really can really put our own stamp on it. We can also include parts of South Africa where we are really excited about and want to share with our guests. So that's great to do.
You can also you can design the trips and go on them, and so you can basically experience your own product, which is exactly.
Quite cool. Yeah. And if a client, for instance, tells us they have seen on the internet that they want to go to Lake Malawi and then I don't know, go to Vic Falls after that, and they heard about the Okavango Delta. How does that sound like? And then we can also manage that. We can also say, hey, look, you're going to sit in a car for a very long time because it's quite significant distance, but it is possible.
Yeah.
So it's all up to them.
And then I think the last thing, I mean, you covered the group to a part quite a bit now, but there are also probably sometimes just families that want to go on their own thing. That's also something that you do, right? More like travel at, or plan out to travel and get the car and then know where they sleep.
Yeah, so if you, for instance, have a family or a group of friends that don't want to be part of a tour, you want to have your own vehicle, we have two options where you can do that on your own. We call it a self-drive tour, where we do all the planning for you. For instance, you basically arrive at the airport and your rental car is there available for you. You have a planned itinerary with all of the accommodation booked. Or you can have a private tour where you have a driver as well. So imagine a small little van where you and your friends can sit back and relax, and you have your own private guide that takes you everywhere.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a cool option, actually. Then I want to circle back to, I mean, you just mentioned that you also did this fitness travel, CrossFit tour. Let's say someone reaches out to you and they have a specific group thing. This is now fitness, but I can imagine there are different types of topics where you want to put a group together for and do something. If these people come to you with specific ideas or plans that's focused towards their own group, are you then also able to customize something completely for a closed group in that sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have really good relationships with our local operators as well. So it's really, the possibilities are endless. If you think about, for instance, a company that would do that would like to do an incentive trip for their employees, or like we said earlier, a group of friends that just want to do something. That's for sure in our scope. That is, like I said, that is also the part where we also get a lot of energy from, because you can then custom make a tour based on what the client wants and needs.
Well, that's really cool. And then I think, maybe not my last question, but one of my bigger last questions in terms of this part, obviously as South Africans, or let's say a lot of South African expats are now outside of Africa, and they also want to experience other parts of the world. And I know specifically for ShopShop also has a section that focuses more on the European side. Can you give a bit of a background or idea of what those trips look like and what the difference between those trips and maybe the Africa-focused trips are?
Yeah, so I think the pattern of ShopShop in general is that we want to focus on more adventure type travel. Like I said earlier, we want you to feel the local culture. We want you to really feel what it feels to be like in that specific country. And that's also what we tried to, we also cooperated with the operator here in Europe, where we then sell tours also to adventure type tours to throughout Europe. Think about Italy, Croatia, Greece, Spain as well, and they are all adventure type tours. It's hiking tours. It's they call it local living tours, where you spend time in a small little farmhouse and you cook meals together. One of our friends went on a tour through Iceland, and he really enjoyed it. They lived in basic accommodation, but they really felt the culture of that specific country, which is great for us. And then also, for instance, we have sailing trips that you can get on, where you sail across or to the different islands in Greece. We have this Santiago Compostela in Spain, which is a long walking hike. You can summit Mont Blanc, which is all these adventure type tours. Yes. We can offer you.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's because I think that's something specific, maybe more to the South African, or let's go a bit broader, African or even Southern Hemisphere expats that are now in Europe and just want to also experience Europe and those type of cultures more. Also, I think even it just came to mind, but the fact that people can do this local living type things, if there are South Africans thinking about immigrating, this might also be a cool way to just get a sense of the local culture. So
yeah, for sure.
That's something to give a thought. Or think when considering moving abroad, then you can actually get a sense of the culture and have a holiday in one. So
yeah,
that sounds like a good idea. And then, so I think that's quite a good and interesting overview of what the company does. And then I think the other side that I mentioned would be interesting to discuss is also a bit behind the scenes part when other South Africans are thinking about starting their own company or own agency. Obviously, ShopShop is let's say not a brick and mortar type store. It's online, as a lot of companies or businesses are these days. But what made you, obviously you gave the background in terms of why you took over ShopShop when you did, but also considering you and your brother, well, you and Lenza both have full-time jobs, what made you decide to take on this additional challenge, knowing that this would obviously be quite a burden on your time, maybe some additional budget needed? So what made you go for this challenge?
Yeah, I think, well, first of all, because we knew the business as well, quite well, before we took it over, that played a big part. We are obviously, we love Africa and South Africa and all, and travel, of course. So it lies really deep in our heart. So it's not, we really wanted to do something that really means something to us, right? First of all. And I think second of all, we were in a position at that stage when this happened that we were not financially dependent on this specific business. So we went into this idea with, hey, this came on our path. Let's try it and see how it goes.
Yeah.
And I think that made a big difference. And also it made it to a certain extent a bit easier for us to make that decision. We didn't have to quit our jobs to do this full time. I think another point is that we said that we're going to stay focused on online business. So that is something that is, I think, to a certain extent, less risky and less, but more cost efficient as well.
Yeah.
If you, like you say, open a shop somewhere, that is for sure more risk attached to that. And I think basically just that me and my brother both have an entrepreneurial mindset. So we always look for certain opportunities and you know me quite well as well. We have had these discussions plenty of times around a braai. That we want to be eventually in a position where you would like to work for yourself eventually. Yeah. And that is all our goals. My brother is a freelancer. So he works in the recruitment industry. So he already does that.
Yeah.
Like I said, I have a full-time job. So I'm not there yet, but that is something that we would like to achieve someday. And, and this is a good opportunity for us to start that building towards that goal.
Yeah. No, I think if the reason why is clear, then it also probably helps a bit to overcome the challenges that goes with your own company, your own initiative, whatever that might be. Then I think a lot of people say, yeah, I want to have my own business, like, because that's sort of equal to success and to being independent and having your ducks in a row. But obviously, I think either if you do this as a secondary thing or as a primary thing, having a business obviously comes with other types of risks and responsibilities that you don't have when you work for, let's say, a company where you're employed. So for anyone that's thinking of either taking over or starting, let's say in this case, more online type business, what would you say are some of the, I think you already described some of the pros or the reasons why, but what are some of the challenges or the less nice side of doing this?
Yeah, I think when somebody thinks we're going to open an online business, you think that, okay, you create a website and it'll just happen, right? Yeah. And that is a huge misconception. I think there's a lot of, and even for us, that was a big learning point. There's a lot of work that goes into that. I think one of the, if I can start by the cons of running an online business, is that you do not have that face-to-face connection with people. If you walk into a store and you sit down with someone, you can sit there for half an hour and have a discussion with them, right? If you have an online business like we do, that discussion also happens. If we do not get on a Zoom call or whatever the case may be, that discussion happens, but that happens over 15 emails.
No.
So especially in the travel industry, that can get quite, that's a lot of time because there's a lot of questions, there's a lot of back and forth. So that is, I would say, one of the cons of running an online only business, especially in the travel industry. It takes a lot of time. It really takes a lot of time, especially if you work full time as well. I think, which is also challenging, and that is the environment we find ourselves in today, and that's for all online business, is social marketing.
Yeah.
We also underestimated a bit the amount of creativity you need to be successful in that.
Yeah.
We have good business heads, but we are not that creative. So still today we struggle with our social marketing. That is something that we really need to focus on. And that plays a huge part in your business.
Yeah.
If you have an online presence, that is your number one priority that you need to focus on.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Facebook, Instagram, SEO marketing, Google Ads, all of those things. We made some bad choices about a year ago when we hired a company that was supposedly had good reviews, where they were going to do our SEO marketing for us on our website and link building, but nothing happened, unfortunately, there. So that's all of these things where you learn lessons, and unfortunately you lose some money going through that.
Yeah.
But that is crucial. If you want to start an online business, that is something that you really have to focus on, spend a lot of time on. I would say even before you start your business or before you launch your website, have all of those things in place so that you can start from a better point than doing it through time.
Yeah.
One of the advantages, of course, having an online business is you don't have all those costs.
Yeah.
You save a lot of money by only being online. You have more flexibility. You don't have overhead expenses that much. So there's a lot of advantages from it. You can plan your own time. And a lot of flexibility.
And I think something probably that's everyone's dream is to be able to work from anywhere in the world, right? So
exactly. Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah, and I think one of the advantages of especially doing this business is, like I mentioned before, we went on a couple of trips with guests as well, and that's a absolute privilege to do, and it's a lot of fun for us as well. We are both quite social people, so it's fun for us to tell people about our country and Africa and all the other places as well.
Yeah, well, that's really cool. I think that's. Some of the things you mentioned is, I mean, it's now online your world, but also these hidden costs and things. I think you think in general, okay, I need to think about A, B, and C, but is it the correct assumption if I say there will most likely always be surprise somewhere along the process in terms of either more time needed or the less fun one, the hidden costs?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you talk about costs, I mean, you obviously have to set up your business. So our business is set up as a close corporation, a BV, as they call it in the Netherlands. So there's obviously some cost involved in that. It takes some time as well because it has to be done through an attorney and a notary. So there has to be a business plan in place. You have to predict certain turnovers and things like that. So there's obviously some planning that needs to go in that. And then you also have to register at the Chamber of Commerce after that, after your BV has been incorporated. And then also we are in the travel industry. So there's a lot of cost in terms of insurances because we obviously want our guests to travel safely, especially with the aftermath of COVID that has increased significantly because of repatriation insurance, all of those things. And that is something that we have in place for our guests. If something might happen when you're stuck in the middle of Tanzania and COVID hits or another pandemic hits, we are insured to get you back safely to your home country. So that is really something that we focus on, and that is quite a pricey business that we need to take care of. And then also online presence means that you have to have different domains registered. And that is also a running cost that is really involved. And like I said, social marketing is getting more and more competitive, and companies like Google and Facebook and Instagram are taking advantage of that, obviously.
Yeah.
So it is not cheap to have efficient social media marketing campaigns up and running.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, I think it's also that part which is so crucial. Like you also mentioned, it's becoming more and more of a specialist type thing. It's not like Absolutely. Back in the day yeah. where you can have a Facebook page and type a few nice words and there you go.
It's, the algorithms are getting more and more complicated. yeah, you have to have Facebook posts or Instagram posts are not the right way to go now. These days you have to post reels or TikTok or videos. And so it's it's a ever-changing environment.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I would say thanks a lot for all your time and insights. I think some quite valuable points you've mentioned in terms of what people should look out for and think about. I think also mentioning the travel insurance as part of actually the package that you offer in terms of that additional service and looking after your guest well is quite a crucial thing, and good that we also covered that. I would say last question, basically also this, just having touched on all these social media things and websites, if people are interested in booking a trip, how can they, one, get a better idea of what these trips look like, and how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, thanks. So yeah, so we have a website, which is www.shopshoptravel.com. For our Dutch guests, we also have a website called goedkoopafrikareizen.nl, which is also then linked to our website and a couple of others as well. And then you can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook. On our handle is shopshoptravel. It's pretty simple. Yep. And that's it. Write us a message or send us an email. Email address is info@shopshoptravel.com. That's it.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I will be sure also to link these ways of getting in touch in our show notes. So either get in touch with ShopShopTravel via these links or platforms, or just drop us a line and we can also put you in touch if that's easier for you. Marco, then I want to say thanks. Dank je voor je tijd. Waardeer. En dan gezels ons weer gauw.
Dank je. Het was
Dank je, man. Mooi blij. Cheers.